There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome back to Hashtag Sponsored with Bella Bombshell and Mira Rose.
Where art imitates Instagram.
We changed it. It's our tagline of the day. Yes.
I hope you're enjoying our taglines. Please send us a message to @#sponsored_ with your favorite tagline from an episode. I'd love to hear from our fans and followers. Send us a DM. And I hope you are rating, reviewing, and subscribing on iTunes. Because we're here back for our second episode in our brand new studio.
The sound quality is amazing. The headphone, I feel like I'm on a radio talk show right now.
I know. It does sound like really beautiful in my ears. Getting hot off this and off this coffee with French vanilla creamer.
I know. They give us coffee. They let us shoot photos on the roof. I mean, I'm kind of in
love
with this
place. Everything we want and more.
Everything we want.
We're very grateful and happy to be here today. So if you want to get to this level, how can you grow your social media following? What kind of tips do we have for today?
What's our tip of the day? Today, I mean, we're always trying to come up and build upon things we've already said, because obviously, you know, there's some reiteration. But one of the things that we all need to work on is obviously like how to stay inspired, right?
Right.
So we personally have been obviously taking these content trips, which we're going to talk about in a little minute. We just got back one from yesterday. I'm still dehydrated from it. I'm currently sporting the blowout that I wore for the photos yesterday.
I had to use my vibrator on my back, my lower back, because
oh my god, I love
shooting
that you
is very
that.
Painful. I was like, I'm posting this. Like, I don't care.
It was
my
so amazing.
Aunt in another state is probably like, what the heck is happening here? But.
Did she say what the heck?
Like, what the heck?
What the heck? Gosh darn it!
I know. I even censored myself. Like my aunt was like in the room.
I set the podcast to explicit, so feel free to just
we can just drop bombs
just
all over
drop
the place.
The F-bomb everywhere.
So we like to stay inspired by something. I'll do is go and look at like past magazine covers, maybe of like my favorite celebrities. I'll research, you know, a Kardashian or two, some magazine covers that they've done and get inspired by that. Or, you know, it is popular for people to do like recreations of, you know, iconic images. Or if I am looking to build my modeling portfolio, I'll go on agency websites and look at different models and what they have in their book. And I'm kind of like, oh, I need a photo like that, or that's really cool and inspiring. And I'll also save a couple photos on Instagram. You know, you can save mm-hmm. people's things, and then I'll have like a little collection forming there. Mm-hmm. And for this last trip and the trip we did before,
mood board central,
mood board, all the Pinterest we have, you know, you can make a board where multiple people can add to it. And that's what we did with our friend Sophie Turner. And we just added a bunch of different ideas. And I think it was nice because we're like shooting nonstop on this trip. So we had to like, we had something to refer back to be like, oh, we forgot to do this, or let's try this one. And it is more fun.
I especially appreciate that on the second day when, like, we haven't really slept much and, like, we're up at 5, like, to try to catch the sunrise. And I'm like, wait, what are we even doing? Like, what do I even have left to shoot? It was nice to look back and be like, oh, like, I want to try to do this. And then I did. And then I almost broke my neck. And then, you know, I tried it. That's what's important.
I was doing these, like, yoga gymnastics, sexy moves in, like, a pleather bodysuit. But it was, like, the best thing ever.
Attempting to do them.
And we're like, we can't focus on your face. And you're, like, sweating, dying. And we're like, but wait, just hold it.
I'm like, oh, it's fine. I'm just going to break my neck. My neck is so sore today.
Oh, my gosh.
From that. But that's okay. And your arm, you said, was, like, really sore from lugging your, like, 1,000-pound suitcase up your 5 feet.
I know. I have this broken, ridiculous suitcase. Does not even have the long handle anymore. The wheels are all fucked up because I've always brought it down, up and down 5 flights. And I just pack it with like everything I could ever want to shoot. And there were things that I didn't get to. Did you like have like extra outfits or things?
No, I did every you're single good. Thing. But you, I feel like you have a few more brands that you're working with. I wanted to get one more before we went and I didn't. So I just had kind of like standard things. But yeah, you always have like a lot of stuff.
But like, yeah, even things that they weren't like brands. They were just creative ideas that I always wanted to do.
Or... I mean, I had a few more of those too, but I feel like at a certain point, you just like, you're like, okay, we only have 30 minutes left. Like, let's just fucking clean up. Like, we've been literally going nonstop, like, for 24 hours. So,
yeah, like, I think, you know, we always put the Airbnb that we get on our stories, and it always looks like this really, like, glamorous and nice place. And it is, but we are really working from, like, the beginning of the trip until the very end.
Grinding like, the fuck out.
You know, we're not, like, I would love to just kind of, like, chill and relax. And, but it's like, we want to make the most of our time, of our money. We're not getting sponsored for like the stay.
That's the problem is I wanted to find something that was like cheap enough where we could stay two nights and like take it a little bit more easily. Mm-hmm. But then like it's, you can't get the really gorgeous loft without dropping a lot of money. So then like, it's like, okay, we have to make the most of every minute. And I like, I reach out to every Airbnb and I'm like, can we check out a couple hours later? And can we actually check in a couple hours earlier too? Yeah. And like so far, I guess because we're going to more like luxury kind of places, they're like, of course, like whatever you need, like the service level at the luxury apartment that I could never go into before, like is so much higher than anything I'm used to, because normally it's like, oh, here's this room in this trailer, like sorry if the noise bothers you, like, you know,
$30. Maybe we're going during the week too, like maybe that helps, because
that's what I was thinking too, like who's checking out, no one, you know, like
yeah, like it's probably more popular on weekends. And we had like a private elevator that looked like a tube up to
it looked
space.
Like the Jetsons. It was literally the Jetsons. It was one of the craziest things I've ever seen. And then we broke it because we're all too thick.
Like, yeah, don't try to put two curvy girls on the one elevator because it will not go up.
It was like, nope.
Our booty just really dropped that thing.
I mean, I don't even know how you both fit both of your luxurious booties in there. Like, I mean, I wasn't even going to try. I was like, there's just not a chance in hell. Like, there's no way. There's no way.
But yeah, it was nice to have that outdoor space. And
what was your favorite part of the trip?
I know. I was trying to think because, you know, our last trip, we did those milk bath photos and those were so awesome.
Honestly, I loved the roof. Like, I loved that we got sunrise photos. I know that when we edit those, they're going to be gorgeous because the lighting was so good. And, like, I really love a lot of the ones that we got on the roof. And also, like, the ones where the sun was streaming in on the window. I was so happy we ended up getting up at 5 a.m. to make sure we caught the good
like
light.
Because
by the time it was like 11 a.m., it was already like darker in the apartment again.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's your tip of the day. The early bird gets the worm.
For sure. Just wake up. And I my alarm, when it went off at 5, I was like, I need to get in the shower. But I don't want to move. I really don't. But it's worth it. It was really a good trip. And now we're...
I mean, Starbucks
last night, I couldn't
open.
Do anything. Yeah. I was just like, I need to relax. But look out for those photos. Make sure you're following at Bella Bombshell 1L and at Mira Rose.
Ooh, and of course, Sophie Turner, who is our, like, I feel like we have our nice little, like, group trip thing together. And we're, like, already planning the next content creation trip.
Hoping to get some new swimwear to send out through the Instagram waves.
Can we just talk about my favorite photo of the trip? Like, so we had our mood board and we like obviously planned ahead with like all the different things we're gonna shoot, and one of the things we wanted to do this time was like a donut little editorial. So like all of us got together and like we had the tripod and, you know, we were shooting ourselves, the three of us together, and for one, like Sophie and I both got up on the counter with our booties and like we were being a little bit naughty, and Stephanie put she put the donuts on her boobs.
Yes.
And it was just cute. And then you know what I realized this morning? Is that my tampon string was hanging out and you can completely see it. So we won't be posting that, unfortunately, but I might.
You're good at that, like finding that. Like I would probably end up posting it and not realizing until later.
Funny story, it wasn't me, it was Pete. Because of course he's the one that's like zooming in on my ass, being like, what can I try to see here?
Sweet.
Oh, my boyfriend's so creepy.
You're right next to him, and like he's
no. He literally was like, he just saw it. He saw it immediately before he even zoomed in. He was just like, I see something. Like my sixth sense tells me there's a tampon string involved. Like, And they're
vagina showing. I know. I can sense it.
I can sense that. Oh, I can see so the glorious.
We need these men for to let us know when there's a nip slip, when there's,
I mean,
you know, butthole coming out. And I think that,
that
was,
happens, though. Does that happen to you? It happens to me where I'm just like, oh, you can see my butthole.
Yeah, but I don't, sometimes I don't notice. Or like nips, I've definitely posted and didn't know, and they're out there, but other people either didn't know either.
Yeah, same. Or I've been like, you can almost see it, but you kind of can, but you kind of can't. Like, you just want, you never want to have more than a hint of nipple. Like, we know some people that are definitely posting like too much nipple, and you're just, you're going to get shut down. Like, just don't do it.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with it. It's gorgeous. I love nude art. Like, I love it. But just Instagram doesn't allow it. So if you if you're going to push the button, like, just shy a little bit away from it. Because otherwise you will. Like, people lose their accounts every single day for that reason alone.
Scary. I think Instagram should let you, like, turn off the, like, zoom in on certain images. Like,
that's a great. That would be a good,
like, you can't, like, you know, make it enlarge the image. Because, yeah, I was mad when they did that.
So I'm going to put you on the spot. I had a funny idea on the train on the way here while I was just trying to distract myself from the three people that were singing in public today. Like, within an hour, I'm on the train platform.
Okay.
And there's this guy. I wonder if you can even hear it. Let's just put it up to the microphone because this is a very high-quality microphone.
Not like a performer, just like someone... Having headphones on and just singing out. Oh,
he
God.
Was like, I mean, it wasn't even necessarily the person that you think it would be. Let's see. You can't really hear it, but he's like going like he's making creepy whale sounds while he's listening to whatever fucking like church music he's listening to. It sounds like a Gregorian chant that like a whale is doing somewhere. It was really creepy. But then literally while he's doing that, he stops for a second. Then I hear someone singing upstairs. I'm like, are they making fun of this guy?
Like a duo. They're a team.
They're literally like, what's, are they in on this
you
together?
Take upstairs. I'll take downstairs. Let's see what happens.
And then I'm on the R train and then another guy is there like rapping along with his headphones. I'm just like, why, if you have headphones, which by the way, that's already a step up from everything else we're dealing with on the train.
Yeah.
Like, why do people think that it's okay to listen to music without headphones on? Like, why?
I had that the other day.
They're like $6. Like, if you can afford your fucking iPhone, go get a pair of $6 headphones. You know what I'm saying?
For sure. And I don't know if it's like the, I don't know if you want to call it like the prude in me or what, or like whenever it's like music that is like explicit language and like it's being played out loud
on
the train.
And there's children.
I get like really upset inside. I'm like, you don't have to play that for everybody. Like,
suck
I might actually
dick,
like the
dick,
song,
like,
but
oh no, yeah, I love some booty like, shaking music, but I don't need to hear
you
rapping.
For everyone. Yeah, like it's not.
It's so
it's
inconsiderate.
Very disrespectful. So,
I'm trying to distract myself from that, right? So I'm like, okay, what's like a fun like little thing I want to do on the podcast today? So I just happened to be like in between cars, in between stops, and I had like a little bit of service for 1 second. Because if you don't know, on the subway in New York, you lose service in between stops. So you're just sitting there like with nothing but your own thoughts. It's pretty much just horrible. So I go through my, like I go to my search, I'm going to like type something in, and I see my recent search history.
And oh God.
And I see a guy that we won't name who I hate that we were discussing last night. Then under that, it's Khloe Kardashian. Then under that, it's real Tristan Thompson. Then it's you and Sophie. Like, and I'm just like, what?
Wait, search
what was I doing with my, on Instagram?
Instagram.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm just like, what am I doing with my life? Like, this is what I was doing last night. I'm just like, like, I wonder what's going on here. I wonder what's going on here. And then I was going to ask you, like, do you have any updates on the Tristan Khloe thing?
Cause I thought you were going to be like, what's in my recent like people?
Well, no, I am going to ask you that, but I was just kind of like thinking, like, I'm out of curiosity. Do you know what's going on with that?
Well, you know, me and Khloe, we didn't get to catch up.
I know you're really close.
I was in Connecticut, you know, just shooting content. No, I don't really know what's happening, but I do think exactly. Oh, so we didn't really do a follow up because Jordan did the Red Table talk with like Jada Pinkett Smith, and so I think that was all like a ploy to basically get people to
know who she
like
is.
Pick sides too, like yeah, like so now it's like more on the table that they didn't do anything, because that's basically what she said. She said that there was a kiss, but it was like very weird and random, and she didn't tell anyone because she felt like embarrassed about it, and there was no sex and there was no like relationship happening. So I think, and she kind of brought up the point of like everyone just went in and attacked her, and like this happens to like black women, that like no one gives them a voice. And the Smith family like kind of embraced Jordan, be like, we grew up with her, we love her, she's this, she's that. So I think it was a way for to save her career, obviously, and have people be like, well, maybe she is telling the truth. And so now that there's like this controversy of like who's right, he said, she said, she's, her career's fine. Like, she's been posting on Instagram again. I've like watched.
I saw
like
a headline that's like booked and busy, and it made me think of you, because like she is like, as we suspected, she is working a lot more now.
Yeah.
Because now a lot more people are aware of her, and a lot of people do hate the Kardashians or whatever. I don't know that that's necessarily why they're then reaching out to promote their brand, but like there's awareness on her now, and so people always want to take advantage of that, you know, like little bit of fame, extra fame.
And she cut her hair. She heard me that I was like talking trash about her wigs, and like she looks
good. She listens
good.
To the podcast.
She looks good.
She's, I mean, obviously an avid listener.
Obviously. And no, her hair looks good. Like, I do think maybe she like had to do like an image change like real quick and just start fresh, and she's posting like these like inspirational things. I mean, Khloé posted a tweet that she was lying and that she is the reason why their marriage broke up.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it's just
really
up to who's gonna believe who, and I think that's what they wanted to happen, and everyone's career is fine. Tristan, I haven't heard anything about from him. I feel like he's just...
Oh, you haven't heard from him either. So you haven't heard from Khloé, and you also haven't heard from Tristan. So like everyone's just leaving
checking
you in red.
Phone,
like I don't
yeah,
know like what's going on. I was gonna tell you, because I actually like, I've been just watching a little bit of the show while I'm like folding my laundry, and like it's definitely something I like to have on in the background, and I like to just like look at Kim's face and just be like, wow, it must be nice to look like that. That's cool. But like I was watching the episode where like it first happened, and I didn't know that he's like, there's video of him making out with a girl like 3 days before she gives birth.
Yeah.
She's like at home like dying.
That was like a big thing.
Like
yeah.
about to like give birth, and he's the guy that is like, oh, I'm going to go out and have fun while my wife is about to give birth to my child. Like that should have been enough. And then she just is like, okay, like, let's just not focus on that. I mean, she was very mature about it, but she was like, okay, this is about my daughter. It's not about us. Like, we'll work. We'll deal with our shit later. Like, I'm going to just have the baby. But I didn't know any of that. And I was kind of impressed with her maturity, honestly, but also just kind of like, what the fuck is wrong with this guy? And of course he did it again. Like, of course.
Yeah. I think he's really the worst in the whole situation. It becomes like the cat fight between the girls, but like really this dude is the worst. And
yeah, I mean, like hooking up with your best friend's sister's husband and baby father is also pretty bad if that did actually happen.
If it did, but, yeah, of course.
But obviously, like, yeah, he's the worst,
but
one
like
here.
Yeah, she's a single girl at the end of the day. I don't know. It's just, I hope it gets resolved and everyone moves on, but...
Stop stalling. Show me. Tell me what your tell me what your
I don't
search
think I
history
had, like,
is.
Anything exciting. I thought you were going to say, like, Google search history. I was like, oh, shit.
Oh, well, now I'm going to ask you what your Google search history
I mean,
is.
I don't know. It could be anything. But, like, what do you mean? Like, did you just search,
you just
like,
put in,
the
you just,
people?
If you just, like, put, like, you're about to type something, like, you see... Who you
just like
searched
accounts.
For. Like, recent. Is there anything good?
Okay, well, I'll tell you this. So I went on a little bit of a spree last night. I think because we had our content trip, and I literally reached out to, like, a ton of hotels.
Uh-huh.
And I just was, like, did my spiel as far as, like, I'm willing to promote content for, like, a free night. And then I tried, like, different boroughs because I was like, okay, like, let's try Queens, let's try Brooklyn, because there are probably hotels that aren't, they didn't have high following or anything, but they looked like really cool. They had like amazing suites, rooftops, and I was like, let's see what I can get. So a lot of them wrote back today being like, unfortunately, no, we cannot host you. We don't care. So
I didn't even
I'm
get responses.
Trying.
I tried. So I literally, I'm not joking, I wrote 100 emails when we were going to Miami last summer. I wrote 100 and I was like, can you even, and it was either no response or like no, like
I even wrote to my old coworker because I worked at a hotel for basically 9 years, a big hotel, and I was like, I can't even get a free night at that hotel.
Yeah,
or
that's
a suite
ridiculous.
Upgrade.
That's ridiculous.
And I was like, I'm willing to promote, I'm actually willing to pay for the night but just get upgraded, and I know that
people have done that all the time.
Of course.
Like,
course.
It's not a big deal for hotels to like do that or even offer accompaniments.
Friends and family, like that's BS. Like, even if I went into like the old restaurant I used to work in like 8 years ago in Manhattan, like I would still be on a list there and they would still give me like a free dessert or something. Like, you know, they're going to do something to acknowledge.
Maybe they
like,
know about the 10,000 travel brushes that I stole and like toilet paper and lotion and shampoo.
They had
and
you on CCTV.
And toothbrushes and toothpaste. But that was my way of being like, okay, I earned that. So that was what I did. I mean, that I have all these like hotels really in my top thing. But if we really want to go into Google, I mean,
yeah, show me your Google. So, I mean, I don't even like.
Show me your Google.
Show me your Google.
So I have, you know what I always have in Google as like one of the top things?
What?
Google Translate, because I want to know like what people's comments mean or like what DMs they're sending me and if it's
I do
terrible
that all the time too.
Good, so
I'm like, why
is.
Can't I? You know what I hate? When I can't copy and paste like Arabic. Like, I can't. So I'm like, I don't know how to type in.
Yeah.
How does this mean? What is
exactly.
This? How does this mean? That might be my number one problem right there, that I can't speak. But I don't know. Like,
yeah, there was a couple recently that either they're like spelled it wrong or maybe it's like some slang that I don't know, that it wasn't translating it to anything. It was just maybe like one word was translating, but then the rest wasn't. So I couldn't figure that out. But I was trying to track down last night because I did start the show Shrill. Have you watched it yet?
Oh, I haven't, and I like keep hearing all these things, but is it actually good, or is it the kind of thing where it's just like, oh, it's there's a girl that's thick in it, so like it has to be good, or is it actually good?
It's good so far, but I was not expecting the first couple minutes to be about like weight and weight loss. Like, I thought it was like we weren't going there again, like the same story about like a plus-size girl who like, and like all the topics are very relatable. Like, everyone can relate to like that feeling and a lot of different things. I don't want to like spoil it for anyone, but so I really am enjoying it, but I didn't think like the first couple minutes had to be like her struggling with clothes, and like it's going in a positive direction, but anyway.
But I thought that like everyone was saying like, oh, it's finally like a show about a plus size woman, like that's not about weight.
No, it is.
It's about weight.
It's always changing, but it's like,
it's always about weight.
But there was this British actor guy that was on one of the episodes. And so he's in my recent search because I was trying to track down his Instagram because, you know, I feel like there's a chance I'll slide in those DMs.
I mean.
And even if they have an Instagram, I'm like, oh, well, let me just like,
can
like
you
a
tell
couple
me,
pictures and like
can you pretend
around.
I'm a hot guy right now and like tell me what you would say to me if you were sliding into my DM? Like, what's your line? Okay, you can't convey
there
that via
no
DM.
Line. This is the first move. Go to their page, follow, and like obsessively a lot of pictures.
Oh my God, you're like one of those guys that like likes and comments. Like the guy last week, you're literally the guy that likes and comments on all my photos. You're like, hi, I'm from New York.
Yeah.
I race
no,
cars.
No comment,
my name's Bob.
But like, liking, just to be like, you know, like catch attention. See if
do
you
send
catch
a
attention.
Photo and you're like, look at my Instagram. Hi. Like, because don't you think it's funny that we have like more followers than, for example, like some actresses? Like, this isn't true anymore. But like last year I had more followers than Maggie Gyllenhaal. And I was like, I'm literally nobody. And I like, what? Like, that's crazy.
I think about that all the time. Like, people I follow that I used to think were like so famous. And then like, I have more followers, but
well,
I mean,
it just shows you it translates in different ways. Like, I'd probably even rather be on like a hit TV show and like, make that kind of money than, you know, have a lot of followers. But hey, I mean, we're on our way to making the big bucks.
But this guy, if you'd like to search him, his name, I'm not going to be able to pronounce it right, but it's like Akem Nijai. It's like AkemNJI.
Can I see a photo of him?
Yes. And he has a British accent. He's like very cute and hot. And like,
I don't like the mustache, but I do like his face. He's hot.
I don't think he's like famous or anything, because like I was trying to find, you know, trying to do a little pre-stalk. I didn't go too deep.
Maybe you need to go to, you know, Sophie was saying she wanted to go to the UK. Maybe we all just need to take a content creation trip to the UK.
That would be great.
Stop by in Scotland, seriously, and you know, just see what happens.
So if anything, you should watch Shrill for that. And I think I'm on like episode 4 or 5 or something. But
okay, I got to check that out. Do you know what's
good
in my Google search history?
What?
It's a bunch of shit about the MTA, because every time there's a train delay, I'm like, oh, what happened? And then there was, of course, a train delay on my way here today, as usual. And then it's also actually like a bunch of like just our podcast. Like, I'm just like looking up like things like, oh, it's showing me my Gmail search history, too. So that means it's like things I've looked for in my email. But oh, it's a bunch of hashtags.
Working hard,
and
researching, and being amazing.
Cute.
Speaking of MTA, I just found out that my very convenient train stop, maybe I actually shouldn't even, I'm not even going to talk about it because then people might be like, oh, I know where you live now. But
oh, well, there's plenty of stops that are shut down for construction. You don't have to say where, but it happens all the time and they close it for 6 months and they're like working on it. But like every single time, does this happen to you where every single time you're on the train, you go by a station they're working on? All of the 50 plus MTA guys are just standing there. Like shooting the shit. And I'm like, are you actually doing anything or are you just ruining my life for no reason? Also, on the way home from your house yesterday, it took us 40 minutes to drive from Connecticut to your house. Mm-hmm. And then it took us an hour and 40 minutes to get to my house in Brooklyn. Literally the difference of like, what, 60 miles to 10 miles or whatever, 15 miles.
That's crazy.
And one of the biggest reasons for construction or reasons for the traffic was like this little area of like road work. But as we drove past it, it was just two trucks blocking the lane with nothing happening in between the two trucks, so that it just created a bottleneck for literally zero reason. No reason. Why?
It like, doesn't make any sense. I'm actually thinking we should, if these guys that shut down the MTA and whatever, we should ask them if we can do like some photos on the train tracks.
Literally.
While just, like,
literally.
And some content.
This is why New Yorkers are so mad all the time. Because
we
nothing.
Can't get anywhere.
We can't get anywhere and nothing. And it's for no reason. Like, it'd be one thing if it's like, oh, they're really working hard on making these roads better, but there's just giant potholes everywhere that are never fixed. And like, we don't have the infrastructure to deal with this amount of people. Like, I don't know what's going to happen to New York, but I just feel like it's just going to keep rotting until it completely falls apart. And, like, rich people just keep building, like, luxury apartments on top of, like, the rubble. Like, that's what it seems like.
On top of all of us that are struggling.
Literally.
It's been a day if, like, I'm searching for a meditation to do in the back of my Uber to, like, calm down, which an Uber I did not want to take. I just had a terrible morning. But, you know, sometimes
I'm not
going to
lie, that did
like,
sound like a really funny bougie sentence.
Bougie, yeah. Like, in the back of my Uber, I'm doing meditation. But, like, it was, like, because I don't want to cry and, aww, like, stab myself. Like, it was like,
just go on the train, someone else will do it for you.
I know. Well, if I had my Metro card, I would. It's just like, it was just, I did not want to get in an Uber and pay for that, but I had to. I guess that's like the one positive thing about, like, basically I either left my wallet at home or I threw it in the trash is what happened to me this morning with all my credit cards, all my license, all my membership cards, whatever I have, and luckily, no cash. That's the one positive thing of like not carrying
cash. That's a positive. That's
and
positive.
My license. So I walked to my new train stop that is not close to my house and went the wrong way. Then I went the right way. Then when I got there, I said, I don't have my wallet. So now the only good thing I will say is that when you have your phone, you can call an Uber and you can get to where you need to get to.
Yes.
That is like, you know,
do you
the positive
have Apple
side.
Pay set up?
I do, and I do have the card on there. Like, I can go to some places
okay,
and purchase
good.
Things. Yeah.
So that's, like, the one nice thing about this phone. Like, there's a few things.
There's
I
a
mean,
few things.
Being
but
able to make money off of an app on our phone, too, is pretty, it's pretty great, guys.
Pretty great.
Yeah.
So
you should do it. You should do it.
And everyone should get some, like, soothing music. I also put on, like, SZA. I was like, I
you're,
need,
like, on a
I
major
just, like,
SZA kick. Like, I heard you yesterday morning. I, like, I can't have music that early at 5 in the morning. I'm just, like, I just need quiet. I need to put my makeup on, like, and just, you know, zen out. And I heard you in the bathroom, like, you're, like, I'm your supermodel.
No,
like, I was just, like, no, not you. Like, the music. Like, I just, like, heard it. And I was, like, oh, my God, she's on a SZA kick. Like, I love it.
I just feel like it just instantly, like, zens me out.
She's so good and so hot. It's a little overwhelming.
It's very hot.
It's a little bit much. Speaking of hot,
yes.
So I was looking around, like, you know, our tag today is Art Imitates Instagram, right? So like, I was just thinking, like, I'm always saying how I would be so hot in the Renaissance days because I mean,
you're very hot now, but I know exactly
like,
what you're
but
saying.
Like, I would be like a fucking like literal Venus. Like, people would actually get down
worship
on their knees
you.
And worship me. Like, and I'm not gonna lie, that sounds really great, like, as someone that's been body shamed a lot my whole life, you
yeah,
know,
sure.
It sounds wonderful.
So what body type was that?
I mean, it just depends on like when you like when you go back to it's like I was just looking through like on artsy.net. I don't know if you've ever heard of it. It's just like this big like conglomerate of art information. And but like during a lot of like the Renaissance and stuff, like obviously having like a very natural body shape and like having like even smaller breasts and like, you know, cellulite, bigger booty, like, I mean, it's like my body type. And it was like in all of the paintings, and they definitely are like depicting like the ideal female form. And I was like, I was reading about how like the outline of the hourglass figure like reminds us that the female is always a type of a clock which we try to freeze at the moment of youth unsuccessfully. Like, it's like a lot of symbolism. Like, I'm like, oh, I've never really thought about the hourglass figure being time and how, you know, we're trying to freeze it. That's very interesting. But also 150 years ago in Europe, bitches were bustling. Do you know what a bustle is?
Like, of course, like oh, or is
but
that
like,
the thing?
It's the like thing the, that goes out at the bottom,
like the like, skirt kind of thing.
So it's
like
literally
give you a booty.
Yes. Yeah. So it's like right now, like we just have to go back to the 1850s. I figured it out.
All right. Let's
I figured
go.
It out. Like they wanted the goblet, like inverted goblet look, which is really just like the Instagram ideal body type. And I was gonna ask you like that, like what do you think the Instagram body type is? Because that's what I think it is. I think it's the big tiny, ass booty,
tiny waist, flat stomach, big booty. Big lips.
For sure.
Long hair, extensions.
One of the main differences I read
big
about
eyebrows.
Too, big eyebrows. Oh, for sure. Huge, huge eyebrows. Going back to the other episode with the unibrow, like, yeah. Definitely. But one of the things they were talking about, too, is, like, how the back then it was, like, maybe it, in some of the paintings, like, obviously this is a different time period, so things would change. You know, like, the difference between the 50s and the 60s in the U.S. is huge, too. Like, everyone always talks about Twiggy and, like, her being ideal, even though, like, I don't know that that was even necessarily true just because, like, my parents were around and I know that being thinner was better. But, like, curves were still hot then, too, like, from the 50s, like Marilyn Monroe and
right.
everyone, like, you know, they weren't necessarily like, as curvy as, you know, we are now. But, like, that was definitely in, excuse me. But one of the things they were saying is, like, even the, like, the times when, like, it was thinner, it was just, like, naturally thinner, not, like, that you were in the gym for 40 hours a day. And they were showing photos of, like, the 80s when, like, women were considered, like, too muscular. And now it's just, like, that's, like, your average, like, yoga Instagram page. Like, everyone's, like, ripped
yeah.
now. So it's
that's
just, like,
true.
So
that's
funny.
Like another body type. Like, that's the like, ripped or, like... But still, like, a big muscular butt, it seems like that's important, even in the fitness...
For sure.
...pages and stuff.
It can be, like, a little smaller, but, like...
They're still taking the leggings, look back in the mirror at the gym pic.
I feel like it's, like, you can either be, like, real thin, but you also... You kind of still have to be into yoga. Like, I feel like you can't just be, like, super, super skinny now. Like, you're gonna get, like, skinny shamed and be, like, oh, you're not eating enough. Like, you have to be, like, slightly, like, into yoga. Like, you don't have to actually be, like, super muscular, but, like, that's, like, one type that's, like, allowed. Then you can have, like, the silicone body type that's, like, you know, you have the Kardashians, you know, the fake butt and the fake boobs and, you know, whatever. And then you have, like, you can be a size 16 plus size model, but like you have to have the hourglass and you have to have big boobs and you have to have a big butt and you have to have a really pretty like traditional face. And I feel like that's about it. Like, so maybe we have three now, but like
three Instagram body types
or just in general, societally speaking too. Like, am I missing something?
I don't know. But like what I was thinking about when you were talking about like, you know, in the past that like something else also like fat used to be considered like wealth, you're wealthy if
for
like
sure.
you're fat. And then I was in a show when I was in school and college for theater. I was in a play and it was an older show that was actually translated from a different language, but I was playing someone who was, my character name was like called like former star, like I was meant to be like a star. But there was a scene and I where the person is like describing me. And they use the adjective and they're like describing like, oh, she was beautiful. She was this. And she was just fat and this. And like that was meant to be a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And but at the time, like we talked to the director and we were like, you know, it doesn't translate well, but he didn't want to change it. And then every time I would go on stage and that would happen, the whole audience would be like,
oh,
because
oh
they
God.
Like thought it was like offending me. Like I, you know, I was never like really skinny, you know. And so it was like, but I had to be like,
I like it.
Yeah, yeah like, you know, like it was just like a total disconnect. It
so you started reclaiming the word. You're the one that started it. You started the trend.
I mean, can I get the residuals because I'm here waiting.
I didn't know that.
My
I didn't
account.
Know that. No. I had no idea because we're like reclaiming lots of words now and that's one of them.
And even when my teachers later like saw the performance and was like, why did they do that? If they wanted someone that they should, like, I don't know if she was, I don't know what she was trying to say. She was trying to say like, oh, they should have got someone that really did look like that word if they were going to use that word. I don't know if she was trying to like make me feel better. I don't know what she was saying, but
well, yeah, she was saying she was insulting fat people while also saying that you're not that.
Right. And I was just like, okay, like I don't know, I'm just, but also that teacher was one of the ones that
really, I think, is responsible for my, like, sexiness awakening. Because her whole thing was, like, she was from, like, she was, like, Argentinian. And she would always be like, oh, Stephanie, just be sexy. Like,
oh, my God.
Just go on stage and just be sexy. But she would say it to everyone. Like, yeah. It wasn't just me. But
it was
I was
just
like,
you.
But I took it to heart. And I was like, okay. And, like, so once I started to put that into, like, everything I did, I felt like it was at least, I think she was at least trying to get people to, like, give off an energy that is, like, inviting and charming and attractive, mm-hmm. not necessarily, like, overtly sexual. And I think that that is, like, a very powerful thing that you can, like, tap into.
Yeah, I mean,
and
I watch you while I'm shooting your photos all the time, and I'm like,
no.
I want to do that.
You're
you like,
do!
You're like,
you
zing.
Kidding?
Like, no. Oh, speaking of which, I mean, I guess I actually do that. I was going to tell you, I forgot to tell you, when I was on set for the commercial last week, they kept being like, it's a little too come hither. Like, they kept being like, just do it like you're talking to a friend, which is what the director says to you when you're being stiff and unnatural, but they don't want to say you're being stiff and unnatural, so they're trying to make you feel better, but they make you feel worse, which is just our life in a nutshell. But he just kept thinking like, you're doing it to a friend, and then they were like, it's a little too, like,
to
a little too
sexy.
Yeah, like, they were like, is that how you look at your friends? Because are you, like, in relationships with them?
You're like, sorry, I'm just naturally sexy, but also, like...
Well, I'm just like, this is my comfort zone.
I'm on set. Like, yeah, I'm doing... Like, I'm... You know, I'm not just, like... I'm not with a friend, like, just sitting, like a schlump. I know I'm on camera. Like...
Well, I just feel like I... that's, like, my wheelhouse, because, like, that's all I cared about for so many years, like, as, like, the weird outcast that, like, no one, like, wanted to date for so long. Like, I was just like, I want to be a sexy girl. And it was very, very important to me. So I must have just practiced that more than, like... talk to a friend. Like, I must have practiced that more, I guess. I don't know, maybe. And so, I don't know. I just feel very comfortable. Like, when we're shooting lingerie and stuff, I feel like that's comfortable. And then, like, trying to be more, like, peppy and,
commercial
is not, it's just not as fun or comfortable for me. And I just kind of feel like, if you believe in that, like, I was meant to, like, accept my sexuality, like, along the lines of what you're saying, like, it is, like, a really fun and liberating thing to just be like, oh, I'm owning it, and I know I'm hot, and, like, I have my issues, whatever, and I, you know, but, like...
Yeah, and, like, clothes were never really super fun for, like, us for a long time,
no,
so I feel like...
Never! Like, did you have experiences where you, like... growing up, like, your friends were going shopping and you couldn't get anything, because I did everywhere, like, whether it was either money or like nothing would fit. Like, you go into a lot of the stores and, like, I literally can't fit my butt and thighs into anything,
or just buy it because it said a smaller size than what I normally wear and it fit me and I didn't even like it, but I was like, I better buy this, like,
yeah.
I, you know. And yeah, I think the same thing that you're saying, like, I love that I do have Instagram, because, like, I always wanted to be, like, a centerfold. I always wanted to be a Maxim.
Yeah.
I always, like, I really thought, like, even some, like, pinup and Playboy and, like, all that stuff was, like, really amazing and hot. And I was like, I want to be, like, a girl that, like, people do pinup on their walls. And so I feel like I do love that photography that I'm able to create on my own and now put it on my own wall
and
of Instagram.
And to get paid to do it, too. Like,
yeah. And I think, like, people, you know, it's like we go back and forth with, like, being sexy and is it, do
because
we hear
we
those
harassed.
Voices, we
yeah,
get harassed,
we,
and
yeah.
we're like, I'm feeling great and I want to show it, and I love this kind of photography. So it's just like always having to explain and apologize and just break down things. So I hope that people are going to break down those barriers of, like, expressing your sexuality and still being, like, respected, basically.
I would love to do, like, a photo shoot. Like, I would love to do, like, a boudoir photo shoot of, like, all, like, high power CEOs or something. Like,
oh my God,
women that are,
so
like,
awesome.
so respected professionally.
Yeah.
And then for them to be like, oh, I have a sexy side too, and it's great, and, like, I can put it out there and still be my badass self. Like,
yeah, that's freaking amazing.
I think
be so good.
I
we
think I
that.
Just came up with a project and now everyone's gonna steal it. So great. Thanks. You're welcome. Enjoy your fucking Nobel Prize. Thank you.
And, like, also, like, you know how you were talking about set, like, and they were thinking that you were doing something sexy. Like, doesn't that say something about the person that's watching you? Like, oh, just because you're thinking about something sexy by what I'm doing doesn't mean that I'm doing something sexy. I
well,
don't
I guess
know.
The director
A mix
thought
of the two.
That my smile was too flirtatious. I guess. I don't know.
Like, I don't
I mean,
know.
I mean, I also am not an actress like you are. Like, I probably don't have great control over my face, so I probably tend to just, like, go back to comfort zones, which obviously, I guess, is like, let's do this, cowboy. Like, I don't think it was hopefully that bad, but
no.
Who knows? I mean, so, you know, the point is, embrace your sexuality because it's healthy and cool. And if you're listening, Mom, we already talked about this. And, yeah, thanks. It's time for the Daily DM.
The Daily DM. It's going to become like the next hit single of Ariana Grande.
The reverb in here is like, can you do
pop
a little
star goals?
Yeah, that was so bad.
Christina?
I'm going to cut. Yeah, thank you. I'm going to cut my part out.
No, stop. So, do you want to go first with your DM?
It's really fast, but okay. It's funny.
Do it.
So we posted a photo of the three of us on our trip yesterday, which I think we all look super great. I was like, hotties. And this guy.
Yeah, those were good.
He
naturally
sent me.
Naturally lit.
Naturally. Oh, yeah. Like, didn't. I just didn't like feel like it was so flattering.
And
like,
yeah.
This is why we rent out the Airbnbs, people. There's no light in New York. We don't have anywhere to go to a window.
That's true.
To get some light on my face. So we were looking very glowy and, you know, beautiful. And this guy has responded to a few of my stories, but this so far is my favorite response. He responded to our photo, our hottie photo, saying, fuck to all.
And a fuck to all. To all a
and
good
a merry
fuck.
And a merry like, good night. Like, what, like,
good cheer that he's sending.
Just, it's very Christmassy for sure. Like, for sure.
And to
fuck
all
and to all a good
fuck.
Fuck. Yes, thank you.
Well, thank you for wishing that to us because we will definitely have it, but not with you.
Not to you. Fuck to all and to all a good fuck. I'm literally writing that down. I think it's
that's the next tagline.
That's like something we've got to use for a later episode
for Christmas.
So what's in your box?
I love that. Okay, so
that was hey a mom good one. And to all a good fuck. Sweet dreams.
I mean, everyone needs it. So we do watch, and you know, the reality show Love Island, and
oi, bruv.
There's tons of those like taglines and slang that we didn't know about.
Seriously.
Mugging off and like,
oh yeah, I forgot
slag.
About that one.
Mug me off.
That's why I kept calling Sophie a slag. She forgot. she brings her hair straightener for me, which I asked her to bring, and she brings the UK connector, and I was just like, what? What is this life that you have to bring like a connector
adapter yeah.
to this American electricity? Like,
and how long has she had this straightener? Because like she's been in New York for a while, and she's from Scotland.
Question.
But
Sophie, we're slagging you a little
we're
bit on our
you off.
On our podcast. We love you. My hair looked fine, not straight.
Yeah, it was gorgeous. And so this DM said, let me see if you know what this word means, because I didn't know what it was. So I was mm-hmm. like, of course, I'm going to go into my translate or my Urban Dictionary. And it's,
Urban Dictionary.
Guys, that's where I found it.
That's not a good sign.
So I was like, what is this? He said, OMG, you so piff.
Piff?
Piff.
Is it an acronym or is it a word?
Like a word, like lowercase spelled P-I-F-F.
So it's not a person I'd like to fuck. Okay, because that's what I was thinking.
To all the good fuck.
Double
yeah.
fuck.
Well, I'm like, okay, let me go Google this. So piff means superior to the average, a word most London youth use to describe someone's appearance when the person is attractive. Or could also be a potent strain of weed, purple color.
he meant the second one. No.
So we can use piff in our rotation of...
Oi, piff.
Of comments that we leave each other, I'm going to say, later.
Perfect.
You're so piff
You're
right
so
now.
You're so piff right now. We're always looking for, like, the different four words. Last night, Pete was like, why is Stephanie talking about pasta? And I was like, no, she's actually doing what I ask people to do. And he's like, you guys will do anything for four words. I was like, no, this is actually, she's being nice. She's just responding to my story in a way that I ask people to comment. Like, comment on my post, your favorite types of pasta. And he was just like, thought you were just randomly being like, I like stuffed shells. Like, like the turtles kid. Like, I like turtles. Like, you know, like, what?
Yeah, if you go read our comments to each other, it's usually doesn't make any sense.
We're just trying to
boost our engagement. So if you want to help us with that,
comment rich comments.
Rich quality comments.
I'll write back. I honestly respond to pretty much every comment that I get unless it's so disgusting that I have to block the person.
I sometimes get someone and a couple people that have like these long paragraphs that they obviously copy and paste onto multiple people, but like
Alessandro.
Is that like a person?
That's one of the guys that like comments like all of our stuff.
Oh, really?
And like, I'm not you saying the username, but
yeah. I mean, sometimes it'll be like weird like poetry, but then sometimes it's like a person that's like gears it towards that day or that week, and they're like, "Hi, good morning. This happened. Did you hear about the college bribes? Like, da 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 da. I think it's really horrible, and I feel bad for them. And I hope you have a great day. And here's an inspiring quote. And da 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 da."
I mean, that's great. And I'm like, thanks for the relevant content.
Like, it's very like a long paragraph.
I think we should do an episode where we just talk about things from our comments, because that was a full episode right there.
True. Yeah.
Next week, coming up
next week. So,
also, you know what we've been saying that we were going to do and we haven't done? We said we were going to respond to a DM and like have a conversation, and we're going to read it on the air. Also, someone was asking me if we do call-ins.
Oh, right.
And I think that, you know, we're going to have to vet the person. They can set up a third microphone and we'll just put our phone there on speakerphone.
But we're not giving them our number.
I mean, I'll give some of my number and then block them. That's fine.
Or like, can you call through like something else? Like WhatsApp?
Or no, like Skype,
or I don't know what.
I can just call and do like Google no number. Caller ID. Yeah, that's another. Like call
oh,
from
like
a blocked
they give
number.
It, they give yeah. your theirs and then you
they
call
give
them.
Me their number. I don't give out my number. Which, by the way, I realized recently that on my piano teaching website, my phone number was there, and like people were sending me like creepy texts, and I was like, "How did you get my number? How did you do it?"
Hate it.
Anyway.
I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope the sound quality is everything you love, because we really enjoyed recording in our studio. It sounds nice in my ears.
Shit.
And please follow us at hashtag, spelled out, it's hashtag sponsored, _ on Instagram, and send us some DMs and some ideas and things you'd like us to discuss.
We do have a lot of WhatsApp phone numbers. I think we should consider calling a few. Just saying it.
Scared. I'll be so scared the whole time, cringing.
I mean, what could be worse than like already what I've said today on the podcast? My tampon string is out. Like, we're talking about dicks and like a good fuck to all. Like, I mean, it's honestly like they're not gonna try to have. They might try to have phone sex with us, but then we just hang up.
Yeah. Like,
I mean, honestly,
live. Like we could like.
Honestly, I might be like, I might just see where it goes. To be honest.
I mean, I'm sure people would like very much to see this. So
all right. So stay tuned.
Let's do it.
And we love you.
We love you. To all a good fuck.
And to all a good fuck.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.